I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 262. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Have you guys ever heard of Friendsgiving? The term Friendsgiving is a mashup of friends and Thanksgiving. And as you guys can guess, it's the celebration of Thanksgiving dinner with friends instead of family. Friendsgiving is not an official holiday, and in fact, a new tradition that has become popular in recent years.
皆さんはフレンズギビングと呼ばれる日を聞いたことはありますか？フレンズギビングはフレンズとサンクスギビングを合体させた造語で、もうお分かりだとは思いますが、家族の代わりに友達と一緒に感謝祭を祝うことを指します。フレンズギビングは正式な祝日ではなく、実はここ最近人気が高まっている新しい習慣です。
Friendsgiving is usually held near Thanksgiving Day, but because it's not an official holiday, there is no hard and fast rule. Friendsgiving is typically a potluck dinner party, and the host is often responsible for cooking the turkey. Again, there are no rigid rules for the type of food you have to bring to Friendsgiving. As long as everyone can enjoy it,Anything goes.
一般的にフレンズギビングは感謝祭近くに開催されますが、正式な祝日ではないため、厳密なルールがあるわけではありません。フレンズギビングは基本的にポットラックパーティーで、多くの場合、主催者側が七面鳥を用意します。どんな食べ物を持っていくかも特に決まったルールはなく、みんなが楽しめれば何でも OK です。
That being said, my wife and I are gonna host our first Friendsgiving next week.We have a bunch of friends coming over, and I'm gonna attempt to make my very first turkey. I'm not a chef by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm gonna do my best to roast a turkey. I've been looking at recipes online for the past several days, and I'll be honest with you guys, I'm pretty nervous. Because it's so big, it's not something I can practice ahead of time. I just have to roast a turkey on the day of Friendsgiving and hope that it turns out well.
ということで、来週私と妻は初のフレンズギビングを開くことにしました。多くの友達がうちに来る予定で、私は初めて七面鳥作りに挑戦します。私は決して料理人ではありませんが、美味しい七面鳥を焼けるよう頑張りたいと思っています。ここ数日間、ネットで七面鳥のレシピを見ていますが、正直言うとかなり緊張しています。七面鳥はあまりにも大きく、事前に練習することができないので、フレンズギビング当日に作ってうまくいくことを願うしかありません。
But I've always wanted to learn how to roast a whole turkey. I guess doing anything for the first time is always nerve-wracking, but the only way to learn how to do something is just to try it out, right? I'll let you guys know next week how my first ever turkey turns out. Please keep your fingers crossed for me.
しかし、私は昔から七面鳥の丸焼きの作り方を学びたいと思っていました。何でも初めてチャレンジするときはドキドキしますが、とりあえずやってみないとわからないですよね。人生初の七面鳥の丸焼きがどうなったか、また来週のエピソードでご報告します。皆さん、成功を祈ってください。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What does good customer service mean to you? In today's episode, Athrilis and Lawrence talk about customer service in the United States.They share their thoughts on what makes good customer service, their expectations, and whether or not they think the customer service in the US is good.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんにとっていいカスタマーサービスとは何ですか？今日のエピソードではアスリリスとローレンスがカスタマーサービスについて話し合います。いいカスタマーサービスとは、そしてカスタマーサービスに期待することは何なのか、またアメリカのカスタマーサービスはいいと思うのかについて二人が考えをシェアしてくれます。
Are you ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What does Athrillis expect from customer service in general?
アスリリスがカスタマーサービス一般に求めるものは何ですか?
Number two. What is Athrillis' overall opinion of customer service in the United States?
アメリカのカスタマーサービスについてアスリリスの意見はどのようなものですか?
Number three.When Athrillis goes to a restaurant and sees a waitress dealing with extremely difficult customers, what does she feel obliged to do?
アスリリスはレストランで非常に難しい顧客の対応しているウェイトレスを見ると、どのような感情を余儀なくされますか?
Live conversation.
So Athrillis, to you, what is good customer service?
I think customer service is good as long as you're doing your job.And getting me out of there as quickly as possible. Having worked in customer service myself, I think it's ridiculous to hold them to a standard, that is not representative of their salary. Because when they're working minimum wage jobs, then I'm not going to expect anything, you know, above and beyond. Mm-hmm. As long as they're polite and they don't do anything incorrectly, mm-hmm. as far as like overcharging or you know making my experience worse, then mm-hmm. why would I have any problem with that? Mm-hmm. And what do you think?
Customer service is kind of hard because there are a lot of customers who are kind of
awful.
I was gonna say rude, but okay. Yes, awful.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you've got those customers who really justwant to complain, mm-hmm. right? Like they have no other joy in their life, mm-hmm. besides.Making someone else suffer. And so in those situations, I mean, do you cater to that? Do you let them get away with it? Or do you just say, okay, that's enough from you and keep on moving through mm-hmm. the line? And if you're not going to shop here next time, that's fine. You can go somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. do you try to keep that kind of customer mm-hmm. loyalty?
I think like the head...business owner or whoever
right,
would want
the
them.
The manager
then,
has to sort of...
Do you think overall the U.S. has kind of good customer service reputation?
No. But, I mean, yeah, I think that most of the time the customer service in the U.S. is pretty much the bare minimum. But sometimes I'll see a waitress, right, mm-hmm. doing her job, doing her best, and the couple at the next table is just...impossible. Everything she's doing, you know, they say, oh, that's not what I ordered, and no, just take it away, and how dare you not bring me a straw, and all of this stuff, instead of just being like, oh, excuse me, could I change this, whatever it is, and then I think, oh, now I feel obligated to tip more,
yeah.
because I can tell that they're not going to tip correctly, and I want to...show the waitress that you're fine, they're just bad people, yes. and you still deserve to get paid.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What does Athrillis expect from customer service in general?
アスリリスがカスタマーサービス一般に求めるものは何ですか?
For her,As long as the customer service personnel are doing their jobs and helping her solve the problem as quickly as possible, her expectations are met.
やるべき仕事をきちんとやって、できるだけ速やかに問題解決の手助けをしてくれれば、他に求めるものはありません。
Number two. What is Athrillis' overall opinion of customer service in the United States?
アメリカのカスタマーサービスについてアスリリスの意見はどのようなものですか?
She believes overall the U.S. has a poor customer service reputation, with most service being the bare minimum needed to solve problems.
全体的にアメリカのカスタマーサービスの評判は良くないと彼女は考えています。問題解決のためのサービスが大抵の場合最小限だからです。
Number three.When Athrillis goes to a restaurant and sees a waitress dealing with extremely difficult customers, what does she feel obliged to do?
アスリリスはレストランで非常に難しい顧客の対応しているウェイトレスを見ると、どのような感情を余儀なくされますか?
When Athrillis sees waitresses in those situations, she feels compelled to tip more to show the waitress her own appreciation for her hard work. アスリリスはそのようなウェイトレスを見ると、懸命に働いているウェイトレスに対する感謝の証として、チップを多く払わなくてはいけないような気がします。Summary 会話の要約 In this episode, Lawrence and Athrillis discuss customer service and what are reasonable expectations to have of people in that line of work. Athrillis herself once worked in customer service, and her experiences inform many of her opinions on the subject.
今回のエピソードでローレンスとアスリリスはカスタマーサービスに対して求められる妥当なサービスレベルについて議論しました。アスリリスはかつてカスタマーサービスに従事していたことがあるため、彼女の意見の多くは自身の経験に基づいています。
Athrillis believes that as long as customer service personnel are doing their jobs and helping to quickly and politely solve problems they are presented with, then that is enough. She believes that one should not expect above and beyond service from most of these personnel because many are in minimum wage positions.
アスリリスはカスタマーサービス従事者はやるべき仕事をし、できるだけ速やかに、そして礼儀正しく顧客の問題解決の手助けをしていれば、それで十分だという考えです。カスタマーサービス職の多くは最低賃金しか支払われていないので、それ以上のことを求めるべきではないと彼女は考えています。
In general, Athrillis believes customer service in the United States is rather poor.And often only the bare minimum needed to solve problems. In her own experience, Athrillis often had to decide how far she was willing to go for difficult and outright rude customers, including whether or not she will lose that customer's business and how valuable that rude customer's business really was at all.
アメリカのカスタマーサービスは比較的評判が良くないとアスリリスは考えています。顧客の問題解決にあたるサービスが最小限にとどめられているからです。アスリリスの経験では、あまりにも失礼で難しい顧客に遭遇した際、その顧客を失ってもいいのか、その失礼な顧客とのビジネスにどれほどの価値があるのかといったことを含め、どこまで対応するのかについて、しばしば線引きをしなくてはいけませんでした。
Sometimes when Athrillis visits restaurants,She will see a waiter or waitress who is forced to deal with very rude and ungrateful customers. In situations like that, Athrillis feels obliged to tip more out of her own gratitude to the waiter or waitress and to say that she believes their hard work and patience deserves to be validated.
アスリリスは時折レストランで非常に失礼で感謝の気持ちを持たない顧客の対応を強いられているウェーターやウェイトレスを見ることがあります。そのような時、アスリリスは自分の感謝の気持ちを伝え、そして彼らの懸命な働きや辛抱強さは価値あるものであることを伝えるために、チップを多く払わなくてはいけないような気がします。
Phrases of the day 今日のフレーズ Number 1 Overcharge
過剰請求する
Overcharge
は商品やサービスに対する支払い額を過剰に請求することを意味します。不当に過剰請求する場合も、単なるミスで過剰請求してしまう場合にも使われます。
例文 Excuse me, I think you overcharged me.
すみませんが過剰な請求が含まれていると思います。
I'm really sorry for overcharging you. I'll get that fixed right away.
過剰請求をしてしまい申し訳ありません。すぐに修正いたします。
The taxi drivers will try to overcharge you. Be careful.
タクシーの運転手は高い料金を吹っかけようとするから気をつけてね。
Number 2 Awful
ひどい Awful はひどいを意味する単語で
Very bad
を一語で表すぴったりの表現です。
Awful smell,
ひどい匂い。
Awful person,
ひどい人。
Awful movie,
ひどい映画など様々な状況で使うことができます。
Awful の副詞、awfully
はとてもや非常にを意味し、very のインフォーマルな表現として使われます。例えば、とても疲れてるは、I'm awfully tired. 彼はすごく上手だは、He's awfully good のように、very と置き換えが可能です。例文、That was an awful movie. What a waste of time. ひどい映画だったね。本当に時間の無駄だった。Our vacation was awful. It was pouring the entire time we were there. 旅行は最悪でした。旅行中ずっと土砂降りでした。It's awfully cold today. It feels like winter. 今日はすごく寒い。冬の寒さだね。Number 3. Bare minimum. 最低限の。Minimum だけでも最小限や最低限を意味しますが、より強調する場合は、bare minimum が使われます。最低限の仕事や勉強や努力、または出費など、目的のために何かを必要最小限に抑える状況で使われます。例文。I hate working with him. He only does the bare minimum. 彼は最低限のことしかしないから一緒に働くのが本当に嫌だ。I'm not sure if he's lazy or efficient, but he always just does the bare minimum and somehow gets by. 怠け者なのか容量がいいのかわからないけど、彼は必要最低限のことだけをやっていつもなんとかなってるんだよね。We need to keep our expenses to the bare minimum this month. 今月は出費を最低限に抑えないといけない。Number 4. Take away.下げる。Take away は本来何かを取り上げたり奪い取ったりすることを意味する表現ですが、今日の会話では下げるという意味で使われています。レストランで店員が客に空いた皿を下げていいかと尋ねるときに、Can I take this away? と聞いたり、逆に客が店員に、これを下げてもらえますか?と頼む場合は、Can you take this away? と言います。例文 Excuse me, can you take these away? すみません、こちらのお皿を下げてもらえますか? Are you still working on that? Can I take it away? そちらのお皿はまだお済みではありませんか? 下げてもよろしいでしょうか? We're all done. You can take them away. 食べ終わりました。下げていただいて結構です。Number 5How dare you? よくも何々。この表現は相手の言動に対して怒りを表すときに使われ、よくも何々したねに相当します。自分の不在時に無断で自分の部屋に入ったハウスメイトに対して怒ったり、子供が両親や先生に暴言を吐くような状況で使われます。日常会話では、How dare you? だけで使われることも多く、よくもそんなことを信じられないといった意味になります。例文 How dare you lie to me? 私に嘘をつくなんて信じられない。How dare you talk to me like that? よくも私にそんな話し方ができるね。You ate the cake that was in the fridge? How dare you? I was going to eat that tonight. 冷蔵庫に入ってたケーキを食べたの?信じられない。今夜食べようと思ってたのに。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number one. Overcharge. Excuse me. I think you overcharged me. I'm really sorry for overcharging you. I'll get that fixed right away.The taxi drivers will try to overcharge you. Be careful. Number two, awful. That was an awful movie. What a waste of time. Our vacation was awful.
It was pouring the entire time we were there. It's awfully cold today. It feels like winter. Number 3. Bare minimum. I hate working with him. He only does the bare minimum. I'm not sure if he's lazy or efficient, but he always just does the bare minimum and somehow gets by. We need to keep our expenses to the bare minimum this month. Number 4. Take away. Excuse me, can you take these away? Are you still working on that? Can I take it away? We're all done. You can take them away. Number 5. How dare you? How dare you lie to me? How dare you talk to me like that? You ate the cake that was in the fridge. How dare you? I was going to eat that tonight. Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So, a Thrillist, to you, what is good customer service?
I think customer service is good as long as you're doing your job and getting me out of there as quickly as possible. Having worked in customer service myself, I think it's ridiculous to hold them to a standard that is not representative of their salary, because when they're working minimum wage jobs, then I'm not going to expect anything, you know, above and beyond. Mm-hmm. As long as they're polite and they don't do anything incorrectly, mm-hmm. as far as like overcharging or, you know, making my experience worse, then mm-hmm. why would I have any problem with that? Mm-hmm. And what do you think?
Customer service is kind of hard because there are a lot of customers who are kind of
awful.
I was going to say rude, but okay. Yes, awful.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you've got those customers who really just want to complain, mm-hmm. right? Like, they have no other joy in their life mm-hmm. besides making someone else suffer. Mm-hmm. And so in those situations, I mean, do you cater to that? Do you let them get away with it? Or do you just say, okay, that's enough from you, and keep on moving through mm-hmm. the line? And if you're not going to shop here next time, that's fine. You can go somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. do you try to keep that kind of customer mm-hmm. loyalty?
I think like the head business owner or whoever right, would want
the
them.
The manager
them.
Has yeah. to sort of...
Do you think overall the U.S. has kind of good customer service reputation?
No. But, I mean, yeah, I think that most of the time the customer service in the U.S. is pretty much the bare minimum. But sometimes I'll see a waitress, right, mm-hmm. doing her job, doing her best, and the couple at the next table is just... impossible. Everything mm-hmm. she's doing, you know, they say, oh, that's not what I ordered, and no, just take it away, and how dare you not bring me a straw, and all of this stuff, instead of just being like, oh, excuse me, could I change this, whatever it is. And then I think, oh, now I feel obligated to tip more,
yeah.
because I can tell that they're not going to tip correctly, and I want to show the waitress that you're fine, they're just bad people, yes. and you still deserve to get paid.
Awesome job today. How one defines good customer service varies from person to person, but I think it's safe to say that customer service is about expectations. and expectations of customers are shaped by their previous experiences. That's why when Japanese people visit the United States for the first time and go to fast food restaurants or convenience stores, many are shocked by the customer service. It's not like what it is in Japan. The service didn't meet expectations. But for Americans, that's the kind of service you expect when you go to those types of places, so you think nothing of it. お疲れ様です。いいカスタマーサービスをどう定義するかは人によって様々ですが、カスタマーサービスとは人々が抱く期待であり、過去の経験がその期待を形成すると言えるのではないでしょうか。そのため、日本人が初めてアメリカを訪れ、ファストフード店やコンビニなどへ行くと、日本とは違うアメリカのカスタマーサービスに多くの日本人は衝撃を受けます。アメリカのカスタマーサービスは彼らが期待していたものとは異なるのです。しかしアメリカ人にとっては、そのようなお店ではそういったサービスを受けるのが当たり前だと思っているため、何とも思わないでしょう。So my thoughts on customer service in the US and Japan? In my opinion, I don't think one is better than the other. I just think that they're different. To put it very simply, I think the customer service in the US is friendly, and the customer service in Japan is polite. In the US, cashiers tend to ask about your day, while in Japan, they tend to work quickly to get you in and out. Servers in the US have tendencies to recommend their personal favorite dish, while servers in Japan will most likely recommend the popular items at the restaurant. So which is considered better customer service? In my opinion, that just depends on your expectations. アメリカと日本のカスタマーサービスについて私はどう思うのか。私の意見ではどっちの方がいいとか悪いではなく、単にカスタマーサービスに対する価値観が違うのだと思います。すごく簡単に言うと、アメリカのカスタマーサービスはフレンドリーで、日本は丁寧で礼儀正しいと思います。アメリカではお店のレジ係はお客さんの一日について尋ねる傾向があるのに対し、日本のレジ係は1秒でも早くお客さんに対応する傾向があると思います。また、アメリカのレストランの店員が個人的に好きな料理を勧めてくるのに対し、日本のレストランの店員はお店の人気料理を勧めることが多いように思います。では、どちらの方がいいカスタマーサービスなのか。私の意見では、それは自分が何を期待するかによって異なるのだと思います。Are you guys on Instagram? ハパ英会話でインスタをやっています。現在ユーザーの皆さんには、ポッドキャストや YouTube、メルマガやブログなどを利用して英語を学習していただいてますが、今度はその学んだ英語をアウトプットできる場として、ハパ英会話のインスタを使ってみませんか?ハパ英会話のインスタでは、実践的なミニ英会話レッスンを配信していますので、勉強の合間や仕事の休憩時間など、ちょっとした隙間時間に英語のアウトプットの場としてぜひ活用してください。You can find today's show notes on hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast262. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. The premium version of this episode is also available on our website. The premium version includes a transcript and the Japanese translation of the entire episode, as well as the English-only audio file.Please come by our site for more information. 今日のエピソードの詳細は、hapaeikaiwa.com/podcast262 で掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめてありますので、ぜひご覧ください。また、ハパオンラインショップでは、ポッドキャストプレミアム版も販売しております。プレミアム版は、私のナレーション部分を含めた、ポッドキャストの台本が丸ごと収納された和訳付きテキストブックと日本語をすべて取り除いた英語のみの音声ファイルがセットになっています。詳細はブログでご確認ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などありましたら、ハパ英会話のブログまでにぜひ投稿してください。ハパ英会話は Facebook、Twitter、Instagram、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.